All right, Boots and Salutes now on this Don't Fret It Friday, 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off this morning. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Lake Hole Dundonald School for the musical performance they put on last night, Beauty and the Beast. It was just awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay, my name is Edna, and I would like to advertise a garage sale that's taking place tomorrow.
Okay, Edna, you'll want to get on the garage sale that comes up at 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, I see. You've changed the whole format.
Well, no, Boots and Salutes was never about garage sales.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, all right. Have a good day.
Hey, but Edna, you feeling good about anything today? You want to salute something?
I'd like to salute the weather for my garage sale that's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You beat me.
You owe Mother Nature a solid on this one.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Good luck with that.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I like to boot the new PST that's incurred onto the used vehicles. I always thought that, okay, they have it at the $5,000 where you don't pay any tax, but it's also a $5,000 exemption. So a person, and I just bought a vehicle yesterday, and they go by that red book. I just realized that if it's over the $5,000, you don't get the exemption of $5,000 often and pay the difference. You pay on the whole thing that you pay on, and that's just a bunch of crap, as far as I'm concerned.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the ladies that had the pie sale at D for Stars.
I'm sorry, you cut out there. Where was the pie sale?
At Market Mall for Stars.
Awesome. And did you get a good pie?
We got good pies, and they had an awesome sale.
Awesome.
Right. Can't beat raisin pie, too.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I'd like to boot Joel, the electrician, for always getting in the way and being on the same job as us.
All right, Joel.
Okay, Joel. Get out of the way. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that you'd like to end the week on, maybe you'd like to salute your husband in advance of Husband Appreciation Day, which is tomorrow.
Is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is tomorrow. That on your calendar, if you're looking at that, that would be April the 21st.
Yeah.
Because I got a big red circle on it here in the control room.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Husband Appreciation Day, just throwing that one out there.
There is a Wife Appreciation Day, too, we should note.
Well, that's September 16th. We've also got that circle, because we're just that kind of husband.
That's how we are.
That's the way we roll, man.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute my husband.
Yeah.
For everything he does for me. He's an amazing man.
Perfect. Thank you for your call.
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to salute all my farmer friends, and hey, it's a good weather. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. I was reading a story, a report that's out that shows that there is an increase in violent confrontations with police. Did you read this report? No.
I did not.
It is starting to grow. And again, there's numerous, you can never go ahead and pinpoint one thing.
Absolutely.
But do you think that perhaps, and again, I'm just throwing this out there, do you think perhaps the confrontations with police officers that criminals or people in general that are now becoming more violent and apparently increasing in number, do you think that might have to do with the introduction of tasers?
I don't know that. Is there a connection there somewhere?
Well,
do you think,
I'm thinking to myself that, okay, I might get tased. Isn't as much of a deterrent as he's got a revolver.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. No, Dave, okay, now that you got me started on this one, here's what I find, most fascinating is that the police generally, we don't call police at the beginning of a situation. We call police when the situation has reached a point that it's out of hand or about to get out of hand. Now the officer has to come in, make an immediate assessment about something that maybe has taken 2 weeks to get to this point, but now it's at this point. They have to make an immediate assessment, and that's a very unfair situation to put the police officer in. And now we've become a society where we have very little tolerance for time wasting. Well, what we perceive to be time wasting. We're on a very tight schedule, right? I want an answer. I want reaction from you right now. And if you don't give it, I could lose my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so As far as officers are concerned, we're putting them in a more and more difficult situation, and that's just the way society is going. We've got a limited time, and our attention span is short, and we expect immediate results. And like I said, they don't know how it got to this situation. They don't know who's in the right and who's in the wrong and who did what to who and where they did it. And now they're supposed to be the judge and determine in an instant whose side it we're on.
Yeah.
It's a tough gig, man.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute all the farmers out there that are spending endless hours out in the calving barns this spring, bringing on the livelihood that they upbring and provide food for our country and all of our nation. Thank you.
Isn't that the truth?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. In Britain, where policemen aren't armed, they take courses in negotiation and calming. And over here, our police don't take those courses. They just pull their guns and fire.
Now, okay, I think that's an unfair blanket statement, but nonetheless.
Okay.
Police in North America are trained as well in negotiation skills.
And de-escalation
is a good word.
Absolutely. So I'm just saying that maybe having tasers isn't as big of a deterrent, is what my argument
Have you ever been
was.
Hit with a taser?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I shot a guy with a taser once, just as an example. This was back in the very beginning when tasers...